World History: Patterns of Interaction. Chapter 28, Section 1. China Resists Outside Influence. Before you read, in the last section you read about imperialism in Asia. In this section you will see how China dealt with foreign influence. China and the West. Was China able to resist foreign influence? In the late 1700s, China had a strong farming economy based on growing rice. Other crops, such as peanuts, helped to feed its large population. The Chinese made silk, cotton, and ceramics. Mines produced salt, tin, silver, and iron. China needed nothing from the outside world. China limited its trade with European powers. All goods shipped to China had to come through one port. Britain bought so much Chinese tea that it was eager to find something that the Chinese would want in large quantities. In the early 1800s, the British began shipping opium, a dangerous drug, to China. The opium came mostly from India. The Chinese tried to make the British stop. As a result of the Opium War that followed, the British took possession of Hong Kong. Later, the United States and European nations won extraterritorial rights and the right to trade in five ports. The Chinese resented these treaties, but could not stop them. Question 1. What happened as a result of the Opium War? Growing internal problems. What problems did China face? China had internal problems as well. The population had grown quickly. When rains were too light or too heavy, millions starved. The Chinese government was weak and too corrupt to solve its problems. A leader arose who hoped to save China. His name was Hong Xiuquan, and he led the Taiping Rebellion. More than 1 million peasants joined his army. The rebels won control of large parts of the south. The government needed 14 years to put down this rebellion. The fighting destroyed much farmland. At least 20 million people died. Question 2. What was the Taiping Rebellion? Foreign influence grows. What was the official attitude toward reform? In the late 1800s, one person ruled China, the Dowager Empress Cixi. She supported a few reforms in education, civil service, and the military. Despite her efforts to bring change, China continued to face problems. Other countries were well aware of China's weakness, and they took advantage of the situation. Throughout the late 1800s, many foreign nations won a sphere of influence in China. A sphere of influence is a region in which a foreign nation controls trade and investment. The United States opposed these spheres of influence. Americans urged an open-door policy, in which all powers had equal access to Chinese markets. The Europeans agreed. This policy did not help China, however. Although it was not a colony or a group of colonies, China was dominated by foreign powers. Question 3. How did foreigners begin to gain control over China? An upsurge in Chinese nationalism. What actions resulted from growing nationalism? Humiliated by their loss of power, many Chinese wanted strong reforms. In 1898, the young Emperor Guangxu, Cixi's nephew, tried to put in place broader reforms. Conservatives didn't like this. The retired Empress Cixi had him arrested, and she took back control of the government. China had lost a chance for reform. Some Chinese peasants and workers formed the Society of Harmonious Fists, known as the Boxers. They wanted to get rid of all Western influence. That included any Chinese who had accepted Western culture or the Christian religion. At the start of the Boxer Rebellion in early 1900, Boxers surrounded Beijing's European section. After many weeks, they were driven out by a multinational army. Su Shi finally began to allow major reforms, but change came slowly. In 1908, Chinese officials said that China would become a constitutional monarchy by 1917. However, unrest soon returned. Question 4. What was the Boxer Rebellion?